Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the program is brought to you by your Bay Area Mazda dealers. The Glass Castle, starring Brie Larson, Woody Harrelson, and Naomi Watts. That is now playing at Cinemark Century Theaters. And Alice would like to treat you to a night out at the movies. We'll take call number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. You'll win passes for you and a guest to see the movie while it's in theaters, The Glass Castle. Hooman and Liam reviewed that last week. Hooman, what did you give it? I think Liam liked it, and you weren't that crazy for it. Hooman?
Hi, how are you? Sorry, I was...
Never mind. Okay. Anyway, The Glass Castle. It's in theaters now, and
I didn't love it.
Call number 9, 800-400-3697. The 2017 Mazda 3, named a Car and Driver 10 Best, 4 years in a row, a better driving experience, is now within reach. Visit your Bay Area Mazda dealers today. It's a good day to be Taylor Swift. Her four-year nightmare is finally over. She won her countersuit against David Mueller, the former DJ who groped her during a meet-and-greet 4 years ago. On Friday, a judge dismissed Taylor from the lawsuit, saying there was no proof she'd done anything wrong, and the rest of the case went to the jury. They deliberated yesterday, less than 4 hours, and then ruled that Taylor's team and her mother were also not guilty of getting Mueller fired by making false accusations. The jury believed those accusations. They ruled in favor of Taylor's countersuit and found Mueller guilty of sexual assault, gave her the symbolic $1 that she was asking for in damages. After the verdict, she said, she actually released a lengthier statement, but one of the quotes is, "I acknowledge the privilege that I benefit from in life, in society, and in my ability to shoulder the enormous cost of defending myself in a trial like this. My hope is to help those whose voices should also be heard." And she said that in the near future, she'll be making donations to organizations that help sexual assault victims defend themselves. So I guess help pay for trials.
That's great.
I haven't seen a comment from Mueller yet, but I guess, you know, in the end, the fact that she was groped and then her people complained to the station was all in line. I mean, that guy brought everything on himself. And then the picture is everywhere again today. Enjoy it. It'll hopefully go away and we'll never have to hear that guy's name again. Anthony Scaramucci, the Mooch.
Scaramucci.
Will you do the fandango? I was very sorry to see him get fired after what seemed like 2 days in.
What do you know about this guy?
I know that isn't he a Queens dude or a Long Island dude? And he was I don't know that much about what his life was like before he became the communications director.
Yeah, you're right, Long Island.
Very successful businessman,
right? He's a billionaire, right?
Yeah. Oh, he's a rich dude.
I don't know the guy's story either, but the reason I asked you is because I do think there are people like me who find themselves feeling like I don't want to roll around and revel in this administration. I don't get off on it. I know a lot of people do. They want to hear everything and every joke and every minute and every Facebook and every post and every... Yeah. That's great. Do your thing. I'm not that into it.
Right.
I'm really not. It's actually kind of embarrassing. So... this Mooch guy is some successful businessman that took on the position after...
And is an absolute caricature of a human being.
Right.
I mean, he, as a human, is stunning in his ridiculousness.
But he took over which role?
He became communications director. That was right around the time. And I think during the 2 weeks he was there, Reince Priebus left. He's the guy who said that Steve Bannon spends all day bleeping his own bleep to a reporter. And then was like super surprised when all of his, all of these horrible, ridiculous things that people do. I mean, Who says that? I mean, you might say it, I guess, if you're joking around to like a friend or something, but who's on the phone with a reporter and says this? The guy is ridiculous. And one of the best things about him was Stephen Colbert's impersonation of him. He had so much fun with him on The Late Show during the very, unfortunately, way too short time that this dude was part of the White House administration. He had this whole impersonation down, and he Mooch went on Colbert's show last night. And I guess his mom was in the audience, and he had to keep apologizing to her because Colbert pulled no punches. He just asked him directly, what do you know about this? Why did you do this? What happened with Reince Priebus? You know, I mean, he was super direct.
Who was apologizing to the mom?
Colbert?
Mooch.
Oh,
no, Mooch was.
Mooch was.
Oh.
Why did the guy bring his mom? He had to know it was going to be a roast. He even said something like, yeah, you guys were a little unfair to us. I think, you seemed like you were really focused on us. It's like, well, dude, you're over there screaming and yelling, lighting off fireworks. It's hard to not notice you.
Maybe he thought they would take it easy on him with mom there.
Maybe. That's why he brought her. Hey, my mother's right there. What are you doing? Well, somebody had to have raised you. So here is just a tiny little part. We won't spend all day on this. I know Vinny doesn't like it, but it's this is where
well,
he
it's not
addresses
just me.
The.
We often don't do this political stuff.
Well, we really never do the political stuff because we do feel like we're a place that, you know, just
safe haven.
Come here and have fun.
Right.
We don't really want to do that, but I personally am one of those people who revels in it. I do. I wish we talked about it all the time, but I totally see why we don't. So, Colbert and his thoughts last night, his question for Scaramucci. All right, there you go. So that's just a tiny taste of what happened on last night's show.
Did he have him on the whole time or just a little bit?
I'm sure it was just a segment or two. But man, he had pre-sold the hell out of that.
Right.
Everybody
there was a
just
big,
loved that.
Well, Colbert was saying that he was the exclusive. He was the first one.
Oh.
When in actuality, it was George Stephanopoulos on Sunday that got the first interview. So it was a big deal with these two guys.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Did they address that? Did you hear?
Within tweeting and, you know, online they did. But I don't know about.
Well, I guess maybe he's the exclusive late night.
Sure. He called him that, I suppose.
And there was no chance he was going to ask him questions like it was a news interview where I'm sure George Stephanopoulos was
straight ahead.
Was
yeah,
right.
Straight arrow.
I bet he didn't ask him about the F's, your own. Oh, my God. I miss the Mooch. Oh, one of the comments he made was, I think Stephen asked him, were you surprised you didn't stay on longer? And he says, you know, I did expect to stay longer than a carton of milk's expiration date. Anyway, that's on last night's show. I'll be watching that today. I can't wait. Production on Deadpool 2 was shut down yesterday after a stunt woman was killed in a motorcycle accident on the set. This was her first time as a stunt performer. She was a very experienced motorbike rider. She was a racer. Her name is Joy, J-O-I, Harris. And she was considered the first African-American female professional road racer. And this was her first movie doing a motorcycle stunt. And I guess she actually, they shot it a few times. She did it. She nailed it perfectly right up until the time that she didn't.
What was the stunt?
She'd been rehearsing. You know, they don't exactly say. She'd been rehearsing the stunt throughout the weekend. She'd done several perfect takes yesterday. But on the last one, she lost control and the motorcycle crashed. She was thrown from the bike through a building window and was not wearing a helmet at the time because the character she was playing isn't wearing a helmet in the scene. I know you know all these different superheroes. Domino is the person
yeah,
she was playing?
Yeah, I am familiar with Domino. Domino's a smaller character. I'm surprised she's in the new Deadpool movie. Let me look her up real quick.
The girl who plays her in the movie is Zazie Beetz. Zazie Beetz. And she's playing Domino, and then this Joy Harris was doing the stunt for her. Ryan Reynolds tweeted, "We are heartbroken, shocked, and devastated. My heart pours out to her family and loved ones." I mean, that is, it's just horrible. Obviously, the production's been shut down. no word on how long it'll be halted for. And not the first. Oh, here's a shot of her, Vinny. She's a lovely young lady. And
so Domino's a mercenary. She's like sure shot. She can, you know, hit anything with a gun at any time. So, yeah. I'm not super familiar with her. She's kind of a smaller character. She does join kind of the spinoff of the X-Men, the X-Force. So,
well, it seemed like in the first Deadpool that he wasn't necessarily aligned with good or evil, and that the people, yeah, like, because at first those guys are trying to get him, right? The ones mm-hmm. that he winds up teaming up with in the end. So are they going to like have their own little pack of kind of outliers who
that's right,
go
yeah.
where the wind blows them?
Kind of like the A-Team, yeah. Exactly. Wherever the wind blows them. That's exactly right.
Oh, I cannot
like,
keep
like
up
the
with
A-Team.
These.
I can't
the
either.
Cross.
I never know like the League of Justice and the, you know, which superheroes are from Marvel or what's the other one?
DC.
Or DC. Right. I can't. I don't know the Avengers.
I watched the new, not Wolfman.
Wolverine.
Oh, Logan.
Wolverine, the
right.
new Logan. I really liked it, but I don't know what the hell any of these people, how these people play in.
Right.
And I'm not sure if I missed one or even two of them.
Right.
It's just a bummer. They're coming out too fast, and there's too many of them to keep. I'm sure there's people, the young people, who have all the time in the world are probably up on it all, but they've left me in the dust.
Because even Hooman, who I consider to be a superhero sort of
nerd.
An expert.
Yes.
Like it seems like sometimes you're like, let me look that up. I'm not positive.
Let me see who's in the new Deadpool 2 movie. I didn't look up the list of characters.
Anyway, so that woman was mortally injured. She passed away after this motorcycle accident. Earlier this year, a stuntman was killed on the set of The Walking Dead when he fell off a balcony. Tom Cruise you know, that guy's not grievously injured or anything, but...
I read today the injury's way worse than they thought.
Tell me what, they're saying about it.
It's his ankle, not his knee.
Mm. Oh.
So I don't know if that means when he jumped and landed, he put his foot out to keep himself from hitting the wall.
Or if it just slammed against it.
Well, yeah, could have been that too. But one of the moves you'd do is you'd grab your hands and put your foot out to brace and let your knee be the sort of spring,
mm-hmm.
but if he
the
hit
shock
too,
absorber.
Yeah. But if he hit too hard, maybe that's where his ankle broke. But they say it's his ankle, and it's way worse than they thought. And they're going to have to stop
the production
shooting. And they are now looking at whether or not they can even make the date. You know how they set these movie dates, like
sure. Well, you know, they expect
summer
to have
2018 or whatever.
Expect all the filming to be done. I suppose they could just shoot all the stuff that isn't massive stunts in the meantime during the downtime. You could tell
it's one of the cool things about those movies though, he does those motorcycle stunts, speaking of motorcycles, I think of those movies, guy rides well.
I gotta say though, I guess maybe it's like a thrill seeking thing on his part, because he doesn't have to, and it probably, I mean, I have no idea if they pay more or what they pay for insurance, if Tom Cruise is going to do all the stunts, but he doesn't have to.
Well, bragging rights, authentic filmmaking.
Sure.
I don't know. Who knows?
I guess. There's a whole industry.
He likes to think of himself as godly.
Yes, yeah. Maybe that's it.
Well, look.
Superhuman.
Maybe he'll have to stop now.
He probably gets off on it.
Yeah.
Right. I'm sure there's a real adrenaline
I'm not
thing
scared.
Going on there.
Look.
Yeah.
Look at me, Ma. No hands. So this morning I heard this story about this new Prince color. But to me, the interesting thing is there's a place called the Pantone Color Institute, and they're in charge of the colors.
What do you mean? What is happening?
I know. It's very strange.
I was just looking at paint sites last night.
Were you?
Yeah.
What are you going to paint?
Well, I don't know yet, but it's neat when you go to a paint site and you pull up. First of all, they have 2017 colors, mm-hmm. like this year's
Pantone
palette
tells you what those are going to be.
And these are the people?
Apparently, when you go, you know how you go to a hardware store and you can get like the little flip book of all the colors, the little color strips, and they've got, you know,
sure,
from light to dark. Apparently, Pantone is in charge of those and names them. I figured that was like Benjamin Moore just named a bunch of their colors. But I think that they might actually like license them from Pantone. Like Pantone's in charge of the colors. Pantone has come up with this new color, and it's called Love Symbol Number 2, which is the official name of that symbol that Prince changed his name to. So it's like an honorary Prince color.
Oh. Oh.
They should have called it Purple Rain. Maybe there already was a Purple Rain.
Or Prince.
Sure.
We all associate with him with purple, right?
Love Symbol Number 2. Is the name of this color. They say he's being honored with this.
Well, as though, pretty neat.
I guess it just seems like, who knew that there was someone in charge of
I didn't know that, but I was on the site last night. Just you click on a color, and then it gives you complimentary color suggestions and a second option. Mm-hmm. It's a thing.
So what are you going to paint?
And then there was a neat video that I watched that was a lady who was working with the color, the 2017s.
The hot new colors.
The hot new colors. And she was saying, I watched it because it was interesting what she was doing. And she said, normally I just make my own colors.
Uh-huh. Oh.
She was saying, normally I start with a color and then I take that color and I mix something into it. And that's what I start working off of. And the color sort of goes out from there.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, so it was weird to work with specific colors. But I thought that's neat, too, to make your own, to decide.
Is she an artist?
Yeah, she's an artist. She was doing a big mural.
Well, you buy the colors in the tubes and then you mix them up to whatever degree just on your palette, right? I mean, that's actually...
Some people have an eye for that. I look at something and go, is that gray or blue?
Right.
Is that purple or brown? I really don't have an eye to, and other people can go, oh, put green next to that. See, it's
right.
green.
Right.
And you go, oh, right. Okay. It now I know, green. But I wouldn't have.
Right. I know the people who come up with these combos, but who even knew that there was this whole institute, like Pantone apparently.
That's why it's weird that it comes up right now.
Yeah, tell us what you're painting.
I'm not painting anything.
Why are you looking at paint colors? I find it very difficult to believe that you spend time on a color website if you don't have something specific that you're...
There will be some painting to do. We're not ready to paint anything yet, but I was looking because it's interesting to me that the...
No, it's not interesting to you.
Yeah, it is.
What are you going to paint, Vinny?
Just tell us. I can't say what I'm going to paint yet. God.
Is this going to be like a surprise?
No, it's just, I don't know. And stop liking this so much.
There's something more going on here.
Isn't it time to break?
No, it's not.
Anyway, Love Potion Number 2 is Prince's new color.
Love Symbol Number 2. Right. It was inspired by his signature purple Yamaha piano. I guess they based it off that. Oh. Did you pull up a sample of it so Vinny can see?
I
mean, it's funny because it is. They nailed it.
It is
the Prince color. His estate said, the color purple was synonymous with who Prince was and will always be. This is an incredible way for his legacy to live on forever by Pantone naming a color after him.
You like purple?
I love purple. Do you like purple?
I like it on you.
Oh, so you wouldn't buy something purple? Or
I don't dislike it. I'm saying I like it. I would never paint a room purple.
I have painted rooms purple. Yeah. My younger son, we did his room in like this dark grape.
Mm. Oh, yeah, it's
delicious.
Too much.
Delicious.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, it's been painted over since, but I love it.
You did?
I love purple.
How'd you cover that? You had to primer that to cover it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I primed it. There's no problem. Yeah. It wasn't like red.
What'd you go with?
It's pale blue now. When they switched rooms, we painted both their rooms over. They switched rooms a couple years ago.
Who would ever make that deal?
They just said, let's switch rooms. And I said...
Just to mix it up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we were moving them around anyway because everything needed to get painted.
Neither of the rooms, one is better than the other?
No, one is clearly better than the other. I was very surprised that the one who had that room was willing to... But I had nothing...
Give it up?
Yeah, I...
Who had the better room?
Sean had the better room.
And he gave it up?
Yeah, he just wanted...
Did he get duped?
He didn't. They both said, we decided that we're going to switch rooms.
What's his brother got on him?
I don't know. I don't ask questions. Like, let them work that out.
Brothers,
can
you never
one,
know.
Is there a window one could sneak out of?
No.
It's more, no?
No.
Everyone's asking about, are you going to be painting a nursery?
Oh, for crying out
loud. Oh, good
loud.
Question. Excellent
of course
question.
Of course you guys would come up with that.
Well, we're just
listeners
wondering.
Listeners did. It's going crazy right now.
Don't go crazy.
The text machine.
Stop.
Well, why are you being so crypt? You should just make up. You should have made something up.
I'm painting your room. I'm going to have a room, an honorary room in the house for Sarah. And
no,
I'm painting
that's,
it for
well,
you.
No one believes that.
Well, you just said make something up.
You could have just said I'm painting the guest room.
I'm painting the guest room.
All right. Oh, okay, great. Well, what
all
color
right
are you thinking?
Well, I don't know. First, I really like sort of goldish yellow colors.
Mm-hmm. I think they're beautiful. It's hard to get the right one, though.
Right.
They can make your room look very
yellow. They can be too
yellow.
Mustard.
Right.
Or they can be too light.
Right.
Or faint.
Mm-hmm.
So, and actually, there was another, like, plush pink.
Oh.
And in the room suggestion.
So it's a girl.
Yeah.
God damn it. What? They sort of had the whole room made up, and they did a great job. They used, like, this metal bed frame with the pink and the white. It looked great.
Oh.
Anyway, I don't know why
God,
we're talking. You
so,
brought paint
this
up.
This is so intriguing.
It's not.
I brought a paint, and you told me how last night you were on a paint
I
website.
I was on a paint website looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Moore or something like that.
Yeah.
Does that sound like a paint site?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah.
Very, it's very interesting.
It's not that interesting.
Yeah, pretty,
I was just trying to relate.
Goddamn interesting.
I'm trying to relate to your story.
I have a theory.
Okay.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I think he's getting ready to paint his own house to get ready to sell it to move somewhere else. Thank you.
But then wouldn't he just paint all neutral colors? And remember,
I don't know how he
remember his
thinks
house in Nevada? He just painted every single surface
I don't know
white.
How he thinks.
No one really does.
He's mixing it up. Mm. What do you think of that theory?
I like it.
Thank you.
Eminem is selling the house he bought in Michigan 14 years ago. Here's a shot of it. He bought it 14 years ago for $4.75 million. What is he selling it for now?
$4.7 million.
$2 million.
Oh, he got ripped off.
It's 17,000 square feet with 6 bedrooms and 9.5 bathrooms. It was built in 1986. It's on almost 6 acres in the Detroit suburb of Rochester Hills. And in that is the key word. It's in Detroit. It has tennis courts, or it's outside Detroit, but Detroit is the city.
It's still Detroit.
It's still Detroit. It has tennis courts, a waterfall pool with a spa, an entertainment cabana, and a guest house. And the whole time you're living just outside Detroit. So,
well, if you grew up there, maybe it's something you'd aspire to. But man, to lose $2 million, that's not why you invest in real estate.
No, especially 14 years later, you're pretty sure that that's going to appreciate. It's just that the whole thing
and
about
it was
Detroit,
it's upgraded.
Oh yeah, I'm sure he did all kinds of stuff to it. It's not in Hollywood though, so unfortunately for him, he bought high. And
I heard he's got an album coming out later this year.
I think I heard that too. I don't really keep track of what he's up. Although I do, I don't dislike Eminem's music. It's really not for me. But you don't
it's
usually.
Not for you.
It's not. It's just. It's not really for me.
I like a lot of it.
Yeah, I like it, but it's just not something I wouldn't go home and put that on and be like, yeah, Eminem.
I'm angry now.
Yeah, no. But it's funny because you really never hear stories where a celebrity has lost money on a real estate deal.
Yeah,
this is the first one I've ever so you know blazing a new trail, and that's all I got time for. Vinny, what's coming up into the news?
Well, the racists that gathered in Charlottesville are slowly but surely being outed on social media, which is progress.
Mm-hmm.
And more after these. Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. This part of the show is brought to you by Amazon.
Hey, everyone. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to do an interview with a very wonderful human being from JetBlue. But why are we doing the interview? If you go to the Alice 97.3 Instagram, you will see that the Bay Area, specifically San Francisco, has an opportunity to win 100,000 free children's books for kids in need in 2018. So I created a very interesting picture for the Instagram. Take a look. Hopefully you like it. And everyone, go to soarwithreading.com right now and vote for San Francisco.
We're up against three other big cities, and yeah. So we want these books to come here.
Yeah, and it's so easy. It's just a click. One little click, and you're there. Takes 5 seconds.
So
thank you.
Hopefully that picture will inspire you to vote.
So we'll be talking to this woman, Kayla Carpenter, coming up at 8 o'clock, and she'll fill us in on all the details. Thanks for posting that, Hooman.
My pleasure.
Amazon has a job that fits your life. Seeking part and full-time associates across multiple locations and shifts in the Bay Area, visit amazon.com/Bay Area Jobs, equal opportunity employer.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by MyPillow.com. Be sure to click the Radio Listener Special tab to get 2 premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere travel pillows. Use promo code Alice. That's MyPillow.com. Well, now we know why they wore hoods. The protesters, the original protesters in Charlottesville, those are the racist ones there to protest the removal of the Robert E. Lee statue. They showed up in big numbers, and they all had their pictures taken, you know. Because when you're carrying a Nazi symbol, among other things, you're bound to attract attention of cameras. And now all these people are losing their jobs, their web hosting platforms for their little websites. Here is one of the first things I woke up to this morning was on Facebook, of all places, an all hands on deck call with pictures of one of the dudes at the protest.
Trying to identify this guy.
Wielding a weapon, swinging it at some guy, a counter-protester. And it was, who is this dude? And they ended up finding him.
Right.
And now here, I went to go look it up again, and they've got white supremacist number 2. And photos of that guy. So these people will be outed.
Jennifer Lawrence has 16 million followers on... Is it on her Facebook? Because she put up a bunch of the pictures as well. But they're getting passed around, and people are just trying to take these people down one at a time.
Well, and that is truly what I believe, is that these guys coming out with their opinions is what we want. Now we know who they are. And now you can decide with full knowledge whether you're going to associate with them or not. In one of the cases, a family has decided to disown their racist child.
It's incredible.
The family of a white nationalist who joined the violent supremacy rally in Charlottesville on Saturday has publicly announced they're disowning him and his hateful beliefs. So this is how that plays. We also have a story from right here in Berkeley where one of the people, his name is... Let me make sure. Maybe I won't say his name. I want to make sure I get it right. Yeah, Cole White has been... This is from the New York Post. They're reporting that another racist, Cole White, has been fired from his job working at a Berkeley restaurant called Top Dog.
That's right around... People are saying that's right around the corner.
Right.
But he's saying... He's coming out saying he was... oh, my God. Why can't I think of the name? You know, when you quit yourself. That he decided to quit. Yeah, exactly.
He's
thank you.
Himself?
He's booing himself.
He's saying that he quit the job and they didn't fire him?
He was not fired, There was another word I was trying to come up with.
Resigned.
Thank you.
That's it. Survey.
Well, the restaurant.
Ay, ay, ay.
After this kid went, I guess, across the country to be at this protest, this kid found him, his restaurant or his employer found they got tons of calls, threats, and more. So they now have a sign up effective Saturday the 12th of August. Cole White no longer works at Top Dog.
The don't come here looking for that guy.
In Charlottesville are not supported by Top Dog. We believe in individual freedom and voluntary association for everyone. Yours truly, Top Dog. So they got caught up in that mess because they had one of those dudes working for them. So, and that's weird that, well, a lot of that's weird.
It is such
a... Being racist is weird, but the idea that he hopped a plane to go there right. and that he's got the money working at Top Dog.
Yeah.
Don't you want to take a vacation? You're taking racist vacations. Like, really?
It's a vacation.
Terrible. You're going to spend whatever money you make at the restaurant yeah. on a plane trip
to
Virginia.
Well, he wants to go be with his people.
Okay.
Then.
All right.
It's
so there's that.
It's
coming down on those people who showed up without masks to say white power.
And
they're getting theirs.
Coming to the Bay Area.
Well, I heard there's a rally headed here, but I didn't even read further on that. Is that going to be on the Berkeley campus?
There's one there
Berkeley
and one.
And one at
Chrissy Field.
And guess what?
They issued permits for those. That's how we know that they're. Yeah.
Guess what day the Chrissy Field one is going to be?
What day?
The same day as the Mayweather fight.
Oh, the 26th, yeah.
Oh, so that affects you.
Well, no, it doesn't affect me. I'm just like, why pick that day? Like, you know, it's so.
Don't you guys want to watch the fight?
Don't you want to watch the fight?
Did you pick another day? Were you going to go down there and counter protest, but now you have to decide between counter protesting watching the fight?
Listen, I can go swing by and hang out. It's right down the street from my house. But I of all the days, I'm like, that's bad planning on their part.
I don't think they care.
You don't think they care about the
fight? I hope that, you know, things will stay peaceful. We don't need more people getting run over by cars or beaten by crowds.
Scary stuff.
Very scary. It's, well, and it's, you know, we're having a laugh about how social media is bringing this. But, you know, it's super disturbing how divided and how we're in a bad place, it feels like, a lot of times. I'm actually glad that we can come in here and have, you know, kind of a yuck about it because, man, it gets downright depressing watching what some people are up to. It's really and what the administration isn't saying about it. I mean, it's incredible and depressing. And thank you for lightening the mood, Vinny.
Next story.
All right.
Trendy moms today don't want to be called mom.
What do they want to be called?
Their name.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Listen, Linda.
Don't call me mom. You're making me sound old.
Well,
how do you feel about that, Sarah?
I don't like it. I think that, you know. But I also wanted my kids to call neighbors and friends Mr. and Mrs. or Ms. whoever.
Yeah, those days are
moms are now telling their kids not to call them mom. The main reason is they don't like the way it makes them sound old. Another reason is moms want their relationships with their kids to feel more like friends.
Oh, that seems
going by their first name helps that.
That's bad parenting.
It is bad parenting.
You're with him?
I am. I actually, these people, I know a lot of people who wanted to be friends with their kids, and their kids walked all over them and their kids are the ones who pay the price later. You need to be the person who tells the kid, like, while you have them, the few years that you have them, you need to lay out how things are in the world, what the rules are, what their place in the world. I mean, you're not there to, like, what are you going to do? Smoke pot with them on the weekend and
hang out at the mall?
I don't know. I just think that that's a terrible approach to
parenting. It is a terrible approach.
But you know
She's
what?
Right.
Do whatever works for you. It's none of my business.
Don't do whatever works.
None
of
my
business.
I feel like being called mom is like one of the greatest honors in the world.
Agreed.
Why would you not want to be called that?
And you are an authority figure in your child's life.
Yeah.
You should be.
Yeah.
You're not there to be your friend. You're there to create and produce a productive, functioning part of society.
Amen.
That's your job. To raise someone who can function in today's society. There's plenty of people who can't.
Right.
And they were all probably best friends with their mom that they called Liz.
Yep.
Oh!
Damn,
there it is, everyone.
Sarah.
I know. And by the way, I don't care. Be friends with your kid.
No, you
I'm
going
to mind my own business. It's
just,
none of my business.
Just record that Bay Area and keep playing that to yourselves every day.
Sure, I'm going to hear it.
No, you won't.
Yes, I will.
Hey, put the hate towards me. You guys are used to that. If you're upset at anyone.
707 says, it's simple. The use of mom and dad equals respect.
Yeah.
Next story.
I'm not like a real mom. I'm a cool mom, says 707. Next story.
Next
would be
story.
Great. Thank you, Vinny.
Hey,
people put a lot of money and time into their look. A company in Tokyo called Bodivas just started selling a new type of jewelry that's called beach tails. They are charms that a woman will attach to the crotch of their bikini so they can dangle down between their legs.
They Why sell... would you want that?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Would you want to see that?
A tail between your legs?
They sell for around $20.
What's and the name company, of the company?
Bo Divas.
B-O?
B-O-D-I-V-A-S. And the jewelry's called Beach Tails. They're charms that you attach to the... That's, you know, it's like a...
Like a tampon string,
it's like
yeah,
a piercing.
It is like that.
It's like a piercing.
Yeah, it's great.
Or
just, you know, you can tie them to your tampon
necklace.
String. That is awful. I don't want to see... You know, that's just, ladies, if you want people to look at your crotch, just sit with your legs open. People will look. You don't need to put shiny stuff down
oh,
there
I'm
to get guys.
At it.
Oh, you like that, Hooman?
It's a weird,
so stupid
thing.
The company.
The last thing I want is something dangling from there. Jesus! Would you have a dingleberry go? Like this is ridiculous.
The company says they're quote classy.
Uh huh.
Way to dress up your bikini.
Yeah. That you know what? They're right. I'm crazy. That is super classy. Go ahead, girls. Get the bangles for your. But JJ, right? Oh my God.
You like it?
No.
Are you looking at the picture? Are you guys looking at the picture?
But I'm friends with my daughter, so maybe we'll go get some together. We'll go
so you're not
on
into
the beach.
That.
I just am not into that at all.
No beach
I swear to God,
for you.
I really feel like the last thing I want is something dangling from there. I don't need to draw any attention to that. People are already trying to get a look at that.
I'm looking at the cartoon picture, but I don't see any with models. Do you see any with models?
No.
No, because nobody agreed to sit with their legs open so
true,
that you can
Sarah.
Photograph their classy lady areas with their bangles. So get a charm bracelet. You need charms, just get a charm bracelet.
People love them.
God, they do?
Well, sure. Did
well,
you
Vinny
see the picture?
Them, kidding? Yeah, he's on the drawing.
I'm looking at the
it.
Drawing.
No, I'm not into anything.
You love
the,
it.
The less nonsense.
Imagine if your daughter was like, Dad, I really need to go get these vagina jangles.
No.
What are they called again?
Beach tails.
I really have trouble with the overdoing of all of it. Like that one girl on Big Brother, her hair is so obviously short and she's just got this bogus hair running down the front of her.
Mane of hair extensions.
And
it's
I
ridiculous.
Can't, I just want to yank them off her. I know that everyone has a right to do their own thing and express themselves mm-hmm. the way they like, but she looks ridiculous. Again, with the too much makeup, the eyelashes that look like they've been glued on. I don't mm-hmm. like any of that stuff. So
is that
no.
also the same one with the lips?
No, that's another one. That one, she's, oh man, she's like, she is something to look at.
What's the name with the...
Raven.
Raven?
The one with the just
I'm sure I sound like the get off my lawn guy, but
no,
I actually like
too.
A lady to be natural. Be yourself.
A little sun-kissed, freckle-nosed.
Yeah,
know.
I don't, I'm not into that. So no, I don't want the beach tail either. Yeah.
I found one with somebody actually wearing
it.
Oh, a beach
go,
tail.
Ooh,
let's
man.
Have a look at that.
Oh, ooh, man.
It honestly looks
be
like...
Be the first on your beach, it says.
It looks like a tampon string hanging down with a bead attached to the end of it.
No, then?
I'm saying no.
All right.
Be the first on your beach. You know, stop it, please.
Our text number is 800...
And frankly, you're walking around and those are going to rub between your legs and you're going to get sores there, making the area even more attractive.
And talk about the dude who's going to pull on that.
What is his name?
What?
I don't know.
Vinny.
No,
Vinny doesn't like him either.
What are you talking about? What is he talking about?
He thinks that someone's going to go and yank those off of some lady.
I believe
that's what he's saying.
Saying there's going to be some like clown on the beach who's going to like see some girl and he's going to like yank on him. And you're like, wow, there it is.
That's assault. That's battery.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Speaking of paint, do the Sarah and Vinny designed hotel rooms in SF still exist?
I don't think they do.
I don't think so, no.
No, that was...
They gave us back our junk years ago, didn't they?
Yeah, that was at the Triton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty fun. We split a room right down the middle, and they each designed half of it.
Yeah.
They had all kinds of little specialty suites up there, but they had... Even the bedspread was, you know, sewn right down the middle, like the colors I liked on one side and the colors Vinny liked on the other side.
We had a surfboard chair made. Remember mm-hmm. that?
We did. It was great.
And bless your heart, Hooman, says 415. Eminem is worth $190 million.
So he's not worried about losing the $3 million bucks in that house. As long as he enjoyed living there.
Vinny, for guest rooms, Blues are your best option. Blues are said to help have more restful sleep. My favorite blue is Resolute Blue.
Oh, Resolute
by Sherman Blue. Williams.
Mine is French Blue.
French Blue?
I painted my office at my old house that color, and it was the most beautiful.
And you won't use it again?
I would like to use it again, but John thought it was too dark. It was like kind of like a dark peacock blue. It was gorgeous.
Hey, now that Sarah has an East Bay connection, like maybe Alice can have an event or two on this side of the bay.
We've had events there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were at, was that the Fairmont?
Yeah, yes. Fairmont Claremont.
Over in...
Fairmont Claremont.
Yeah.
The Oakland Hills?
Uh-huh.
Yep.
In Berkeley. Last year.
Like yep.
Last Valentine's Day.
Pantone is a designer's Bible. Online, in print, not on the wall. Huh? Paint companies have their own. They're not one and the same.
Okay. We wondered about, like, are they the ones who create all this? Because I had never really heard of that. And they were saying, we've created a new color. Like, well, aren't all the colors created? But I guess you got to narrow it down and name it. And Prince got his. It's an honor. They said. It's called Love Symbol Number 2.
650 says, I'm pretty conservative, and knowing you guys are super liberal, I don't agree with your political views. I still enjoy your show because you don't talk politics, and it's the way to get away from the BS politics I have to listen to working in SF, so don't ruin it.
No, don't
actually
worry.
I'm not even super liberal, but I'm definitely Trump is a clown. There's no doubt, and he snuck through because of, well, I'm not going to get into
yeah,
that.
Yeah, let's not, because that's where we get political, our right. feelings on that stuff.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Fun things that have nothing to do with Trump. But also, in a second here, we're going to be talking with Kayla Carpenter, she actually works at JetBlue, but she's like in their social responsibility department. And she's going to talk about these 100,000 books that we have an opportunity to win for San Francisco right after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.